Gemara says on the bottom of some chayes on the base that even though normally the din is that misasik is pater because it's not considered either maisa, but when it comes to chalavim and arayas, misasik is chayav shekein nana. So what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat? Because there's hanav by chalav arayas, therefore misasik is chayav. So the Achanan Ramazmer, Lachanan, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, that the pshat is like this: that the reason why misasik is pater normally is because when you do a maisa b'derech misasik, it's not you didn't have kavanah. If you didn't have kavanah, it's not misasik to you. It's as if you didn't do it. So if you didn't do it, you're not chayav for what you did. That's why ba'ama you're pater if you're misasik. But when it comes to chalavim and arayas, being that the din is shekein nana, that means it's not just that you get hana, but that you say the iser is, the Torah is not saying don't do the pu'ulos habir, or don't do the pu'ulos achila, but it's saying don't be nana from this maisa, don't get hana from the achila, don't get hana from the bir. So mele, even though the maisa might not be misyachas to you, that doesn't make a difference. If you got the hana through the maisa, then that means you did the iser, because the iser is to be nana through such a maisa. Once you're nana, that's considered that you did the iser, and now you're going to be chayiv for that hana that you got, and therefore the din is over here that you're chayiv, even though you're misasik. But that's all the Achanim want to say. But from Rashi over here, the Chayitz Mashma, not like that. Rashi says in Debevasel Shekein Nene, he says, Hilka Chosha B'Kavana. Therefore, it's considered as if you had Kavana. Sounds like from Rashi that it's not the Pshat, you're Chayiv, even though you're not Mechaben, because the Iker Isser is Hana. But Rashi is saying, no, that you are a Mechaben. The fact that you got Hana is considered that you're Mechaben, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. The Shah is, what's the beer in that? How does Hana equal Kavana? So our son, the Stipler in Shabbos, he talks, says a whole different beer in the Indian of Misasik Mechav Marais Chav Shekein Nana. This is in Siman Amad Hei in Shabbos. And Himamish brings this Rashi as a riot to his Vart. He says that the Peshat is like this. He says, Indian HaKavana is Yishtafis HaNefesh B'maisa HaGuf V'gam HaGashos HaNoi HiBenefesh HaChiyunis M'Nechshefis B'Kavana. That the Peshat in why normally you need Kavana is that it's not enough to do an Aver with your body. You have to do an Aver with your Nefesh HaChiyunis. The deeper part of your Guf has to be Mishtatav as well. When you're Mechavan, when your Seichel is involved, that means that your whole Nafshis is Mitzarf to the Maisa. But he says when a person might not have das, he's misasik, even though the nefesh is not joining through the das, but it's joining through the hana. And the hana is also shaykh to the nefesh achiyunis, and that means your nefesh was nishrata from the maisa, and therefore it's considered kilo kivan, it's considered kavana, it equals kavana, and therefore it's misachas to you through the hana, just like it does through the das. And then he brings some this Rashi over here. The Rashi says that shekinena hilka chashav kavana, that's a pshat. When you get hana, the hana is mitzarf, the nefesh achiyunis to the maisa, just like the kavana does. Maybe it's considered as if you're being nana. So the other chenam we're learning that the pshat is that you're talking not mechavan, but chayv afal pichen because the aside iser is the hana. But the stiper is saying it's move away from rashi over here, a whole different pshat that you are mechavan. The hana equals kavana, and therefore you're chayv even though you're not mechavan with your das. So the fact that you got hana, that is mitzvah of the nefesh achiyunis, and that itself is a siba to be chayv.